Same-sex marriage is now legal in North Carolina, and this comes after a two-year battle in the courts and 1 week of high anticipation. Late yesterday afternoon, a federal judge in Asheville declared the state's constitutional ban on gay marriage illegal. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more on the first couples to tie the knot.
By the state of North Carolina, I now pronounce you married. You may kiss.
Chad Biggs and Chris Creech got married at 6:02 p.m. in front of the bright lights of television and photo cameras. It wasn't the kind of intimacy they'd once imagined, but it was in Wake County. It was close to home, unlike the time they flew to another state to try to legally marry.
When we stood there in this long line, I looked at him, I said, you know I love you, but I am not wasting my entire weekend in New York in a line waiting to get married. So we can get married some other time, and I would rather get married in North Carolina.
And for Biggs, it wasn't only about doing it in the place where he lives. It was about sharing it with his family.
Because my mother jokingly says, don't you jump on a plane and go get married in New York, or don't go to Boston, or don't you go anywhere else to do this. And I said, you know what? I've held out this long. North Carolina is heading in a positive direction, and I see the light at the end of the tunnels.
Gay marriage began to look like a real possibility on Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court decided to not hear an appeal of a decision striking down Virginia's ban on gay marriage. Lower courts spent the week deliberating what that meant for North Carolina. 2 years ago, state voters approved a constitutional amendment defining marriage as the union between a man and a woman. And State Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tom Tillis vowed to protect that. Biggs and Creech expected the amendment to get struck down on Wednesday, then on Thursday. And on Friday, they and others were at the Wake Register of Deeds by noon. Vicky Britt and Trish Philbrook were the second couple in line hoping to get married. They'd been together for 6 years, and Britt has lived in Garner her whole life, so she wanted to marry here. But at 5 p.m., that seemed unlikely.
And it's just crazy because this one I, folks, you know, I don't understand the fight. I don't understand it. People are people, and they should be treated individually.
Just when the office was supposed to close, the Register of Deeds got a call from the county attorney.
I can issue the license.
U.S. District Judge Max Cogburn had just issued a ruling against the marriage amendment, but the crowd of hopefuls had dissipated, and Biggs, who'd been there all week, was cautious.
He's going to give the order. Just give us a little bit of time. We've been patient all day, haven't we?
Yes.
Haven't we?
Within half an hour, Biggs and Creech were newlyweds in North Carolina, not New York. So were Britt and her partner, Philbrook. It turns out the two couples are longtime friends. Biggs, Creech, and Britt all work for the Wake County Sheriff's Office. They hugged, ate strawberry cake, and Britt even put some on her new wife's face. The night, in a sense, was just starting. People across town were hearing about the weddings and were showing up to get married themselves or to give hugs and smiles and pats on the back. The registrar's office stayed open until late, 9 p.m., and issued 51 marriage licenses to gay couples. More are expected on Monday. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.